This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sian Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
Hi, I'm Stephen Clark, a Program Manager at Legarten Institute. For the last History of Capitalism event in 2015, we asked, did Britain experience a Great Depression? To help answer this question, we have three academics with us: Nicholas Kraas from Warwick University, Olivier Cominotti from the London School of Economics, and Tobias Stramont from the University of Zurich. So, did Britain experience a Great Depression?
I think Britain did not experience a Great Depression if we're thinking of a really big decline in GDP of the sort we saw in the United States. From peak to trough in Britain, the fall in GDP was less than 8%. In the United States, it was more than 25%. What Britain did experience was persistent problems with unemployment, and that's probably why people have such a gloomy view of the 1930s. In particular, we saw sustained high unemployment in the outer regions of Britain, in Scotland, in Wales, the North East, and so on. But while they experienced prolonged unemployment, the south of the country was experiencing a strong recovery after 1932-33, which took the economy quite quickly back overall to the levels of GDP seen in the late 1920s.
Well, I wouldn't call it a Great Depression, because that's more like US or Germany, where you had unemployment rates of 25%, but it was definitely depression, a contraction of the economy, high unemployment, and it was also a time of political polarization, so it was really more than just a recession, but I wouldn't call it a Great Depression.
Britain did not really experience a Great Depression in the 1930s. I mean, there was clearly an economic recession in the early 1930s, a fall in real GDP per capita. However, compared to other countries, the fall in GDP was much less dramatic, much less severe, and also economic recovery came much earlier, right? So eventually we can't say that there was a prolonged depression. Recovery came relatively fast, and also if we compare to other crisis episodes, like for example the recent financial crisis, we see that the economic recession was not very severe in comparison.
So how much can we ascribe the British economic performance during the period to smart policies?
If we look across the world in terms of who had a deep recession, a big depression, and who got off lightly, two things which really help are to leave the gold standard early in the 1930s and not to have a banking crisis. And those things both match the British experience. The departure from gold, however, was essentially forced. It wasn't a voluntary choice. It was the outcome of speculation against the pound conceding the departure as we started to run out of gold reserves. The avoidance of a banking crisis was probably due to the lack of competitiveness of British banking and the structure of banking that we had. We didn't have investment banking, we had rather safe retail banking and so on. So that was perhaps prudence, but it didn't require any policy choice during the 1930s. As far as recovery was concerned, that did owe something to good policy, I think. Leaving the gold standard was permissive of a recovery, but it did require sensible policy choices once out of the gold standard. Britain enjoyed a stimulating monetary policy called the cheap money policy at the time, which ended price deflation, reduced interest rates to a pretty low level, and stimulated quite a strong boom in house building, which was a major feature of the recovery after 1933.
Yeah. They were lucky in a way, because the Bank of England didn't have enough gold reserves, so it was really hard to defend the gold standard. And as we know, is that when once you abandoned the gold standard, you had a much better position to reflate your economy, because that was one of the main problems, was deflation and these negative expectations. And so They didn't want to do it, but they were forced to abandon the gold standard. They could devalue and could reflate the economy, could lower interest rates, and that was probably the most important engine of recovery. But that was not intentional. But once they were forced to do it, they immediately realized that they had now a very good tool to get out of this depression.
So the big policy move in Britain in the early 1930s was the departure from the gold standard. So sterling in 1931 was devalued. The link to gold was abandoned. And this allowed Britain to increase the money supply, which obviously allowed for a more accommodative monetary policy. Was it smart policy? I don't know. Because the reason why Britain left the gold standard was not a deliberate policy choice, but it was a consequence of a financial crisis and a currency crisis in particular in the summer of 1931. So to some extent, this crisis became an opportunity for Britain and allowed Britain to recover early.
So what can we and policymakers learn from the period? Why should we study it?
I think we should study it in particular with an eye perhaps on problems today in the Eurozone. If we think about countries trapped in the Eurozone at the moment, they haven't been able to leave a fixed exchange rate system. They can't adopt stimulating monetary policy. They can't go in for the kind of monetary regime change which we saw in Britain in the 1930s. So here is a real dreadful lesson about the downside of getting stuck in a fixed exchange rate system which is completely inflexible.
Well, I think the most important lesson, at least for me, is that the importance of monetary policy. And I think this is very relevant for today, because within the Eurozone, once you don't have monetary policy in a crisis, you're really in a very difficult situation. And we've seen very similar patterns in some of the Southern European countries. And I think that's the most important lesson. And of course, you can argue about fiscal policy. Sometimes you could do more or less, but still, I think it's still the lesson we had before the recent financial crisis. It's monetary policy that really matters the most.
Well, you know, we always have to be cautious when drawing direct policy lessons from historical episodes. Especially what we've learned from the Great Depression is that there was a huge failure of policy coordination between the different countries. Mm. So a huge failure of monetary policy coordination. Especially. Of course, it would be better to always better coordinate our monetary policies between the different countries. However, it's not something that you can easily achieve. And actually, the crisis in the Eurozone at the moment is another example of the difficulty countries and policymakers have to coordinate. Unless there is a specific mechanism that incentivizes countries to coordinate, it is very unlikely that they will achieve this high level of coordination, and therefore it is very unlikely that they will reach the appropriate policies to respond to the Depression.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.